Well, good morning, everybody, to our national call, our Saturday morning national call. We sure appreciate you all getting on so that you can get up to date with what's going on in the company and how exciting things are right now. This is my absolute favorite time of the year. We're just coming off a fly-in. I was so excited about fly-in. The only thing I worry about during a fly-in is my wife's health, because it's like everybody at corporate doesn't get any sleep for a week. It's kind of like the mainstay. Here we go. But, wow, when we get to see all you guys at the fly-in, it really kind of rejuvenates you and gets you excited. And then along with that, it's my favorite time of year. It's the fall. It's college football season. I always love college football season. I saw a funny quote about the coach, the former coach for the University of Alabama a long time ago, a very famous coach, Bear Bryant. And he came off a big win in the month of October, and a reporter asked him a question. He goes, "Coach, do you walk on water?" And the coach said, "Well, I'm not saying I can or I can't. I'm just saying that if I do, I do it before most people get up in the morning." And that's the way, you know, you look at those people who are succeeding in our business, and, you know, you realize that they're putting in that extra effort, and they're probably getting up early in the morning, and they're probably setting their goals and setting the things that they want to do. So all I know is that we had, and I'm still almost out of breath from our marathon, we had an incredible fly-in, didn't we, Malin?
We absolutely did, and we're still, you know, the hard part is at corporate, you know, we all think, oh, if we can just get to the fly-in, we'll get all this stuff done, and then we can exhale. And then the fly-in comes, and it's like, no, we can't exhale. We need to get out this and this and this to support it all. So, but it's still very exciting about that, and we live on the enthusiasm, and I know what the field is feeling the same way.
And so I know we got a ton of things we need to cover, and so I guess we're going to just pass that over to Alan.
Good morning. Happy to catch us up on our announcements. And there's so much to talk about. We could spend a whole hour talking about everything that we just did at the fly-in, and obviously I won't take that much time. Don't worry. But I got to tell you, you know, we had some presenters there that had never been to any of our events before. One of those, you know, Dr. John Wisco, talked about Thrive. Great presentation. He commented to me after.
Yeah,
he
was great, Alan.
Oh, it was so fun to hear him talk. And I've talked to him a couple times since the event, and he said, "Alan, that is just an amazing group of people you had there." He was so impressed with the energy, with the enthusiasm, and with just with everything about all of you, you know, that came to the event. He was just so impressed with all of our participants, with us as a corporate, with what we're all about. And I just got to tell you, it's, you know, we're around all the time. We're around your energy and your enthusiasm, and but it's exciting when someone comes in that's not used to being in this world, this unique world we have, and is so impressed with everything that comes together when we get a group of 140, 150, whatever it was, just excited distributors together in one place. So it was so exciting. And, you know, like Stephen Malin said, yeah, we are so busy the week before, but then it's so exciting during the event. It all makes up for it because we get re-energized by having all of you here. And I personally appreciated the opportunity to get to know so many of you more and better. It was a great event for all of us, and I personally really enjoyed it too. So thank you all for making it just a fantastic event. Well, I'm going to run through a few of our announcements, some of the exciting things that we're continuing with, and some of these will be directly related to fly-in, and some will be just other exciting things coming up. But one of them is just a calendar note for anyone in the Phoenix area. Steve and Malin Campbell are going to do an event there on Saturday, October 22nd. So that's a week from today, isn't it, Steve and Malin? Wow, that's exciting. There's the information. There's information about that in The Voice, and so look for that. If you are in the Phoenix area, if you have people in the Phoenix area, if you can get to the Phoenix area, what a unique opportunity this is to get both Steve and Malin together in the same place and on the road and talking about our business. It's really a great follow-up to the enthusiasm we had from them at the fly-in, and I'm going to jump back to the fly-in for a moment, Steve. I just want to say thank you and Malin for the great leadership you provide all of us at corporate and all of us in the field. You know, the presentations both of you shared with us were just so deep and so inspiring. You know, the community's discussion that Malin shared, that is a whole new way to look at marketing, of focusing on communities and how can we and you target particular communities and make inroads there. You know, in this business traditionally we think, well, I've got my circle of influence, I've got those that are really close to me, my hot market, I've got my warm market, I've got my cold market, and I've got my neighbors and wherever everyone fits in there. But when you can take a slice out of that and say, all right, here's my community. So I'm just not talking to these people as a friend or whatever. I'm focused on what they do as a community, and I can tailor my presentation, my focus to that community. That's a powerful message, and I'm sure we haven't heard the last of that focus, because there is so much potential there. But bringing that discussion to us was great, Malin. Thank you. And then Steve, I loved your story about commitment and staying focused on our goals. The story you told about when you were at BYU as a student selling insulation, attic insulation, door to door out in the middle of winter, and it's freezing cold, and you and your partner, he's on one side of the street, you're on, you know, the other side of the street, and you're kind of seeing who can get in the most doors, and you were excited because you got in a door, and it was cold, and the guy was watching the game or something, so he said, well, yeah, here's my attic, just help yourself, go up there and look around, and he put this vintage chair, you know, for you to step up on to get up into the attic, and then you're up there and you lose you miss the beam and you fall through the ceiling. Oh, how, and you broke the chair, and the guy comes up, oh my gosh, I just wanted an attic inspection. Well, and you know, and so I came home and I told my kids that story, and I said, kids, let me tell you this story, you know, about Steve Campbell, one of the founders of our company, and so I told him the whole story, and I said, look, Steve could have quit that day. He walked out that door. He wanted to quit. He could have quit. And how many of us maybe would have quit? But yet he didn't. And because he didn't, that, you know, he went on. That company went on. He led them to be a multi-million-dollar company and had great success there, which led to lots of other exciting things in his life and in his career. And so I said, guys, you know, I said, kids, you know, when you face a challenge, work through it. Because that application, Steve, has such application to all areas of our lives, you know, and especially our business. We're going to face challenges, and we're going to face it. There's times we're going to be like, oh, I just messed that up. I'm not talking to another person. But, you know, the successful people just say, oh, they shake it off, even if it takes an hour or two or a day, whatever it is, and they just get going and they move on, and that separates the successful from those that just live with mediocrity.
Well,
so I
thanks.
Took too long telling
no,
that, so
thanks,
I'm so
thanks.
Impressed with that.
Thanks, Ellen. I appreciate that. I always thought the moral of the story is don't become a door-to-door salesman. But, you know, that's okay, too. And I did want to just mention one thing to your point about our meeting down in Phoenix. The host of that meeting is our incredible leader down there, Mario Sosa. And it's important for everyone who's inviting people to realize that meeting will be in Spanish. It will be a translated meeting, so that while I do and Melinda's the meeting in English, it will be translated into Spanish. So it's just important to let everybody know. It might take longer than what we normally do in a meeting. So I just wanted everybody to know that. But we're so grateful that Mario and his leaders down there are going to have a great, great meeting and are really building heavily for that. We're excited to see you down there, Mario. I just wanted to mention that, Alan.
Great point, Steve. Yes, Spanish needs, English needs, both will be accommodated at that great event. So, well, great. And then also coming back to calendar items, upcoming events, Malin Campbell will be in San Luis Obispo on Saturday, November 5th. That's also a 10-to-1 event there. Details in The Voice. So, you know, Steve and Malin are hitting the road, and we have great things going on in Utah, but great things in other pockets around the country, too. And so send your people to these events. They're great to get that local flavor and have someone from corporate, our founding distributors, our master distributors coming right to your areas. That is so exciting.
And I think Mario said he thought he'd have more people than Cindy in San Luis Obispo. I don't know. It's just a rumor, but I thought that.
Not that we want to create any competition.
Well, moving along, great details in the voice about everything we've got going on, but one of those that we spent a lot of time on at the fly-in was sampling and the power of the duplication model of 10-3-10 and getting, using the sampling system, putting them on Macs and getting customers on board, distributors on board, and structuring your team to maximize the success of the compensation plan. But a reminder, we have our 30-count sample pack. These are 30 samples ready to go, two skinny sticks, two Thrive powders. They're packaged. All you have to do is take them out of the box and hand them out. And we're selling those for just the cost of the product. We're a special promotion. We haven't added on the regular price of the packaging and the flyer and things like that. So just a reminder, those are available for purchase in the back office, only $257 for 30 samples, which is exactly the cost of the product. We're seeing a lot of those going out the door. I'm working with the warehouse on a regular basis to keep those in stock, get those made up. It's exciting to see so many of those going out. Also a reminder that at the fly-in, we launched our holiday catalog, and we've got some great selections of product put together to help with your gift giving this holiday season. We have a spa set, with the shampoo and the conditioner, a cranial massager, a little jar, a little pot of smooth. We've got our relief set that focuses on charge, on stride. We've got our charge set with charge and a cool tech set, and we also launched our Defend GS line of holiday catalog products, antimicrobial spray and towels. Wow, that was very exciting at the event to be able to see kind of the light bulbs turn on of wow, look at the market. Think of the communities that this product can meet needs in. Anyone who deals with a lot of public and a lot of people on a daily basis, as a profession, as a hobby, can benefit from making their home defended against the things they don't want in there and protecting against the buildup of microbials and the germs and the things that we don't want in there. But I thought, as we launched that, I thought, well, what mother is there that is not going to want this just for their home, to defend their home? So many communities that we've attracted with that, and of course the holiday catalog products will be launched at different times. And of course we also have the apple spice skinny sticks that we announced as part of the holiday catalog too, an unsweetened new flavor of skinny sticks that you can mix with your favorite holiday beverage. We're real excited about it. There's a link in the voice. You can click on there to get all the details of all the different sets there and when they'll be available. And we're just real excited about each of those as a gift-giving item during the holiday season, as well as the new markets, the new communities that those are representing. Also in the voice, we talked about some new Nike shirts we have that are branded and available for purchase. So great opportunities to spread the image, the brand, about what we're all about through our apparel. We also talked at the fly-in about our new International USA Not For Resale program, where beginning November 1st, as we accumulate enough new applicants and committed orders for a particular market, we will turn that market on for Not For Resale business, where you can enroll distributors there. They can purchase product that is shipped to a U.S. location and then forwarded on to where they live. And they can through the ProPay system, they can receive commissions too. There's a lot of detail with that, but there's a link. And if the link's not in the voice, we do have a document back in the back office that explains the different steps and how that's working. Well, I can't believe how much we announced and launched and talked about and focused on at the fly-in, Stephen Mullen. There was just so much there. And even some more calendar items coming up. On Monday, we've got our Monday noon update call. We love catching up with you guys after we've had this great call on Saturday, and then we take a break on Sunday, and then we catch up again on Monday, and have some great speakers on there and information that we always talk about on that call. And then also next week, Tuesday, the next day, we have our weekly broadcast of You Even Better. Great opportunity to get your prospects in front of a presenter, in front of Steve and Malin. Malin usually hosts those. And this coming time, Malin hosts on Tuesday. It's a rebroadcast of hosting Erica Shields, Mrs. Colorado America 2016. That's a great broadcast. You're going to want to get as many prospects as you can in front of. And then, of course, on Fridays, we have at the corporate office, we have our business opportunity meeting at noon. It's fun to see so many people come through and get excited. And Steve takes everyone who comes there on a tour of the office. And it's a great opportunity for any of you building locally or that know people locally in the Salt Lake City area to get them into the office and get a flavor, kick the tires of what we have going on at corporate. Well, I'm thinking there's probably things I missed, Steve and Malin, but there's a recap for us.
Well, yeah, Alan, I know Malin and I want to tell you how much we appreciate you, you know, joining us at corporate and what a difference it makes. And, you know, we love so much all of our corporate staff and Keisha and Fatima and Jackie and Alan and everybody that works so hard to get things done. We just want you to know how much we're glad you joined our team, Alan. Thank you. And
thank you.
You bet. And Malin, is there any other things that you might want to just tie a bow around there? I mean,
we got some
exciting announcements coming up right now. But anyway.
Well, not right now. It's like what is it when it's on the news? They give you
coming up.
But first, let's talk about the baby elephants. We are going to have an awesome webinar. We're going to do a little review on a topic that I think your guest today is going to cover. So we'll do a little bit of review on that. And then at the end of the webinar, we have a huge special announcement that we're going to make via the webinar. So you're going to all want to pay attention. When Steve coaches you on how to get on the webinar, you're going to want to view the slides that we're going to share.
Yeah, because we always like announcing exciting incentive stuff, and so you don't want to miss that. So that is great. But in the meantime, we are so fortunate to have one of our new distributors on the phone, and this is someone I Malin and I have really, really gotten to enjoy getting to know, and it's Kevin Phelps from Maryland. And I told him that Maryland's full up. There's no room for him as a new distributor in Maryland. So he kind of came late to the game. But actually, Kevin, for the very first time, he's under Steve Wilson and became an X-ray, but flew in for the very first time along with some other leaders, you know, from some other companies that came in to take a look at the company for the first time just a couple of months ago. And Kevin, we always like to hear perspective from a brand new distributor, but there's another reason we have you on the phone. We're going to talk about our 10-3-10 program in a couple of minutes. But first of all, take a second, if you wouldn't mind, introduce yourself so that all our distributors get to know who you are. And I'll just ask you a couple of questions because I know brand new distributors are always nervous when we ask them to get on the national call. But, you know, Kevin has a ton of confidence. But I want to just take you back, introduce yourself, and then just tell us about your first experience coming in and your feelings about this company, if you wouldn't mind, Kevin. Thanks for being on.
I appreciate it. And, yeah, you have to have being a Redskins fan, you have to have a ton of confidence thinking that each year is going to be different from, you know, what we're used to. So, yes, every year we hope it's going to be different. And, you know, even right now we're thinking it's going to be different, but I'm sure we'll find out differently again tomorrow. As Steve said, Kevin Phelps, I'm from Maryland. Did my time in the Marine Corps with a college stint down in a small school in North Carolina, and I got introduced to network marketing 20-some years ago by one of the leaders in the industry. And fortunately for me, I was always around people that were successful. So the stories from people that would say, oh, those things don't work, they don't work, I know they work because I was privileged to be around just some of the biggest people in the industry over the years, whether, you know, personal, meeting them in person here and there. And so I was a little different than everybody else. When you hear people say that they don't sit up in the middle of the night searching the internet for network marketing companies, because I was that guy. So I literally looked and looked and looked, and thanks to my relationship with Steve Wilson, you know, he really, and I'm more of a surface guy, so I'm pretty trustworthy of people, and him and I have built that relationship to that level. So when he says, look, man, I've gone out and looked at 40 different companies, I've analyzed things, and this is the one. So I had to bug him about half a dozen different times to get him to actually tell me what it was, and got on the product, and it's just been history ever since.
Well, first of all, you got on an airplane, right? And you came into corporate with a few of the other leaders. You sat around our conference table there in the Sundance room, and Steve said, okay, you're about to see what I saw, and then ask any questions. And so as you sat there, Kevin, I could see your mind working as you sat there. You don't ask a ton of questions, but you just sat there and you kind of analyzed. And so what was that experience like with all those other leaders in the room? And those other leaders also, talked a little bit about, their experience in coming in. But, give us your overall feeling after you had a chance to come in and kick the tires, tour corporate, meet the owners, and finally get some of these products that Steve had been telling you about.
Well, I think one of the first things that I noticed right off the bat was I didn't feel like there was a big difference between corporate and who I was. So you guys as owners of the company and, other corporate members, like I felt like I was family right from the get-go. So it just, how I do a lot of my work. I'm a big guy, again, did my time in the Marine Corps, but I am a pretty touchy-feely guy.
I appreciate so much that you're like that, because that means that you're perfect for the Limitless family. But what do you do in the business world now, Kevin? What do you do out there in the business world now?
I'm a personal trainer.
Okay. That's awesome. And so you get to meet a lot of people who might be interested in these kind of products. So you tried your products. The products worked, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And believe me, I try everything. So I'm literally on just about everything that there is to be on. I'm working on those crow's feet from all the years of surfing and bass fishing and from squinting, looking at the water, so I've got those lines outside the eyes, and I'm not a spring chicken. So I'm working on those and obviously taking care of my insides as well. So
Steve told you a little bit about, our concept of the 10-3-10. Let's go out and find 10 customers, and let's get 3 distributors, and let's sample, let's give you samples. And so you're brand new, you didn't know anything else about what we're doing, and you listened to Steve talk a little bit about that. How did that work for you, taking samples and going out and sharing them? What was your experience like there?
I had phenomenal, and first I should back up a little bit. I was just thankful that I have a couple of people and that had the opportunity to see things firsthand as well with me, and just thankful for them and trusting me that what I was going to look at was dead on. So they just had that confidence in me and came right aboard right from the get-go. but the experience has been really, really phenomenal. You know, when I first came in, we didn't have those nice little sample cards. So I ran out and went to a craft store and got these little baggies, and then I just set out on a journey to. And I can tell you, my first day, and it wasn't a. I'm trying to remember the terminology. I just wasn't spraying them out there. I was still being pretty particular, but was still learning on how to, you know, qualify people a little bit more. And so I was a little bit of learning as I went. You know, I was using the MAX program, and at first I was putting their information in, but then I started handing them my phone to enter their information into MAX. And I kept
those little things make a difference, don't they, in the success that you have when you're handing out samples.
Absolutely. And it gets them to ask me questions. And I've just had an unbelievable experience with it so far. And I can tell you, the first day, I think I handed out 8 samples. So I was, you know, I was out there getting it done. And then I had to kind of back up a little bit and figured, okay, you need to adjust a few things. And I kept track of my first 36 samples that I handed out, because I sent this out to our group to say, hey, this was my experience with my first 36 samples that I handed out. And out of that, 17 people have either become reps or have become customers. And
that
I have
is
two
amazing.
And I have 2 more of those that I know by the end of the month will have the original 36 that I started with that will be coming on board as customers. So it was really, really neat, because the Saturday morning when I got up, I got a notification that I had a new customer. And I'm thinking, boy, this is really cool, because Max was doing the work. I was at the fly-in, but yet I had somebody sign up as a customer. So that was just a neat leverage of my time.
Well, you know, that's amazing. So, you know, as a brand new person, never tried Max, never tried, you know, this sampling, you go out, you use Max. You basically did Max on faith. You said, I'm going to sign up for the program. I'm going to duplicate the way I'm being told I should try to duplicate. You go out, you share 36 samples, and you get 17 people who join. You know, to me, those are great numbers. And that's your first try at it. Think what happens as you continue to learn those little nuances and those little things that you just fine-tune that skill set. You will get better and better and better. And that's what we talk about, because the products do the heavy lifting. Because the products work, people will love them. And as a result, your business will grow. You went on and became an X-ray. You know, congratulations. How do you look at last week when you came to the fly-in and experienced your first event from a fly-in standpoint? And, you know, we're glad you qualified to come to our home for brunch on Broadway. Now you're in the business for a week. I mean, for a month. You've been doing the business. And now that you've been home for a week, how do you feel moving forward? How do you feel in your heart about what's going on and what's been happening?
Well, it's my life right now is I've become the person that I didn't want to become. My dad was a U.S. Marshal, and he was a great provider. And this is one of those hard stories for me. He provided for our family, but he was never able to be home because of everything that he was doing. And that as a young man growing up was a little tough. Now my mom was everywhere. But you know, you want to kind of show off for the old man. But unfortunately he wasn't there. I've unfortunately become that person, just because when you look at retail or look at personal training, you're basically in the retail environment. So my evenings, I'm unfortunately not here. It's really given me that vision that I know without a doubt that I can put a date on when I can make that transition and I can be home. Now I do have some great flexibility where I work at, so they let me do some, you know, different things. If I've got to run to stuff for the boys at school, I generally have the availability to do that. But basically during my week, like I'm not home for dinner. And that's, to me, that's an important piece. So this really just is set in my mind that I'm going to have that opportunity to, in the near future, to get that done. There, my boys are just always asking me different questions about, Dad, when can we go out there with it to Utah? And I said, oh, this is a business meeting. And they're like, well, I'm a businessman. And he's nine. But they're excited about wanting to come out. And I had one more thing, Steve, that I wanted to share that's happened to me now four times since I've been back. And I've never in network marketing history had this happen to me. I've had people come up to me and say, hey, I ordered that product, and I've got about a week or so left, and I'm just worried about whether do I need to reorder or how do I do that. I had trained when people would come to me in the past. It was, I'm like, oh, no, here they come. They want to stop their auto ship. It's not like that this time, guys. It's just the opposite. And that's just in the first week. So these people are concerned about the product that they've ordered that they're using and loving. They're worried about, hey, I don't want to miss a day. So that's just been a real awesome, just gives me chills to know that we've got something that people are really, really excited about and it's working.
Well, Kevin, I just want to tell you, Melinda and I are so glad that Steve Wilson reached out to you. And we're so glad that as a new distributor and somebody who just goes on faith and says, you know, this is what they say will work, so I'm just going to go out and I'm going to just do, you know, as a good leader would say, hey, I'm going to duplicate the system. I'm going to hand out samples. I'm going to use Max. I'm going to track what happens. And lo and behold, all of a sudden, everything that, you know, you were hoping for from that standpoint worked, and it's only going to get better, Kev. I just want you to know that. And we are so grateful that you're the last person that could sign up in Maryland, because I know there's no room out there for any other limitless distributors. But thanks so much for joining us today and giving us your perspective on that. And the main reason we're thrilled that Kev, you joined us is because, you know, you're a great example as a brand new person who's proving the system. Wouldn't you think, Malin?
Oh, absolutely. And it's just, I love it when you have someone who they've understood the industry, they've always believed in the industry, and they, because of that and the investigation that they've done, just like you, Kevin, and like Steve Wilson and so many others, when they really take a hard look at Limitless, they feel like they are coming home. And there's an army of people out there like that that we can all go bring into our Limitless family and explode the business. So Kevin, we love that you were here, and you are a big, tall, giant guy, and I'm tall, and we love you to pieces. We're really blessed to have you with us.
Same here. I just can't thank you all enough for just opening everything up, and I'm just pumped. You guys are going to be stuck with me for a long time, so watch out.
We're watching out. We hope you break every record out there. So that'll be great. Thanks very much, Kevin. And so with that, we're going to get to our incentive announcements and some of the other things. I'm going to let Malin go to get ready for the webinar. You don't want to miss the webinar. And for those of you who've never been on a webinar before, first of all, you should sign up for our texting system because it reminds you of everything you need to do. But you simply go to www.joinwebinar.com. And when you go to joinwebinar.com, it will bring up a page in which it asks you to put your webinar ID number in a box. And so when you see the webinar ID number, that webinar ID number is 116-209-227. 116-209-227. It'll ask you for your email address, your name. And once you fill in that, then you can go to the webinar and you can see, Malin's webinar this morning. And it's something you don't want to miss because we're excited on some of the announcements we're about to make. So, and Malin's
okay.
Going to cover just a few things there. And so with that, Malin, I'm just going back to you.
All right. It's exciting. And thank you. I've already got the text flying in. I always love to make sure I do a technology check. And so I've got two speedies. I have Sebastian and Ray, thank you both for letting me know. Love it, love, love it. Guys, there's a lot of things going on, and we have so many things we wanted to announce today, and we realized, hey, we got to pace ourselves. We got to pace ourselves. And so we have a really big announcement we're going to make right at the end of this webinar, so hang in there with us. I just wanted to cover quickly. We just heard Kevin Phelps talk about the results he had from his first 36 samples. And if you'll recall, he mentioned, you know, I was a little goofy on my 8 samples, and I learned little things along the way to try and make it better. And I'm sure his wordsmithing got more natural in the palm of his hand, and so it really felt like it was just coming from him. But at the end of those samples and using Max and giving out those samples properly, he ended up, out of those 36 individuals, he had 17 people that came on board either as customers or distributors, and he mentioned he's got 2 more that will probably be coming on before the end of this week. So that is so exciting, and it really falls into our 10-3-10 duplication model that we covered in detail at the fly-in. And so I wanted to just give you some quick highlights on what we mean by the 10-3-10. And we all have different dreams and goals when we're signing up with Limitless as far as what we want to do financially. But we also know if you can remember the statistics from the Direct Selling Association, which is that 88.8% of all network marketers work their business on a part-time basis. And we know statistically from our programmers with our compensation plan, they've got all this data from 30 years of programming commission engines, that if you can help a part-time person make between $200 and $300 a month, you have a 93% retention rate. So we wanted to create a duplication model that not only was a great starting point for a part-time person, that 88.8%, but that if they followed this model, that they wouldn't leave anything on the table from a money standpoint in all the wonderful things we have inside of our compensation plan, and it's all centered around sampling properly. And we spent quite a bit of time about sampling properly, and Alan touched on, you know, think of the communities that you know, because that's a natural way to pull people into your business, as well as carefully giving out those samples and valuing those samples when you're giving them out. But the 10-3-10 model is basically a model that's going to show you how to earn $500 a month. That's the goal. The goal is to earn $500 a month, get $5,000 in organizational volume, and that's a magical number because it's one of the rungs on the ladder. And it also creates a lot of other, it just double dips with a lot of other benefits that you can have. And then eventually how to get into the Lux Club. Now the Lux Club is where you can earn your car bonus or the luxury bonus if you don't want to work within the car guidelines. And it's just a really great duplication place. So starting off with 500, getting to 5,000, and ultimately earning into the Lux Club. And the 10-3-10 model will help you do that if you just kind of follow it. So in your back office now, in the Getting Started library, is something that we call the 10-3-10 worksheet. And this is a sheet that you can use when you're starting to introduce someone to the 10-3-10 model, and you'll notice there's a lot of blanks on the sheet. And it's going to help you walk through the 10-3-10 model with a new distributor. Or a new potential distributor, you're helping them decide which pack to buy. We've also loaded in the Getting Started library a filled out cheat sheet for this 10-3-10 worksheet. And it's got some examples of things you can write in that middle area there. And so we're just going to quickly kind of cover some basics around this 10-3-10 model and why it really makes it easy for you to get encourage people to do the sampling properly. You'll notice right there in the middle of the page on these sheets it says, it's simple, just sample properly. And Steve has a training in the back office under the training module that is all about it's simple, just sample. So there's lots of places you can gain knowledge that you can go out and put into practice, and again, like Kevin said, make it your own. So we're going to just cover a few things around this. So the first thing is, if you sample 30 of our pre-assembled samples now, and they're so beautiful. You heard Kevin talking about he had to throw it into baggies. And now when you buy our samples, they're pre-assembled in a nice, it's almost like a small box. And it has brochures about Thrive and Skinny Sticks, and then it has the two Thrive and the two Skinny Sticks. And so if you do that, what are the odds if you've sampled 30 people? Could you get 10% of those to see the same vision of you and sign up those three distributors? Now, that leaves 27 other people that could potentially become customers. And I like what Sandy said yesterday. She was roaming around in the office, Sandy Burgess, and she said, you know, customers come as a default when you're building the business. If you just don't forget to make sure you ask for those customer orders. If someone says no to your business, don't toss them aside because they said no. You know, get them in using the products because you never know when they'll become ready to become a distributor. So part of the 10-3-10 is to get 10 customers, 3 distributors, and teach those 3 distributors how to go get their 10 customers. That's the crux of the 10-3-10. And the model is all based around, we had to assume a model, so the model is based around everyone being on a Thrive Cap auto ship along with a Skinny Sticks BOGO auto ship. That's the model that we base it on, that everybody is taking Thrive and Skinny Sticks on an auto ship. And based on that model, here's your goals. You want to make $500 residual income. And, of course, many of us want to make more than that. But if you can teach an army of people how to make $500, you will make whatever it is your dream goal might be. And getting them to that $5,000 in organizational volume. Well, if you follow the 10-3-10, actually what you'll make is $654 in residual income. That doesn't include fast start bonuses or an extra bump in volume when your distributors are buying their enrollment packs. This is just assuming the ongoing auto ships of Thrive and Skinny Sticks. And then notice that you will have also created 5,016 in organizational volume based on this model. And that, guys, is a great filled pipeline. And, you know, sampling makes it easy to do an activity that you can say, I was successful today. If you gave out 1, 2, or 3 samples properly in a day, you might not have control over who's going to buy, who's going to become a distributor, who's going to become a customer, but you know that you're keeping your pipeline filled with potential. And that's the most important part about keeping your pipeline filled. So at the end of this, it also, if you can finish this within 60 days, you could also, based on this model, you would qualify for your iPad. And you would for sure be an X3 because those 3 distributors that you enrolled who have their 10 customers, the 10-3-10, they will become executives, meaning they've hit their 350 in core and portal PVs, and so you'll be an X3. Now, some might do less than 10-3-10, and you can still become an X3 if you do 5-3-5. But if you want to get the iPad, you want to get to that 5,000 OV, and you want to make at least 500 in residual income, then you need to run at the 10-3-10. Now, I love what Steve always trains. Okay, maybe 10-3-10. Some people think, oh, I could do that in my first 30 days or my first 30 samples. Maybe it'll take you 60 samples or 90 samples. Maybe it'll take you 3 months or 6 months or a year. But at the end of that period of time, wouldn't you rather have created that residual income than have done nothing over that period of time? And so if not this, I like to repeat, Steve, if not this, then what? What would you do to have that? Now, the final piece to this is you want to get into the Lux Club. Well, how do you get into the Lux Club? Lux Club means you have to have 25,000 in organizational volume. That's the Lux Club, 25,000 in organizational volume. Well, if you know how to create 5,000 in organizational volume, you just need to go find 5 people, 5 legs that will have someone who does the 10-3-10, and you will be in the Lux Club. So this now becomes a really important duplication model when it comes to creating the volume and duplicating a model. And guys, this is something that everybody can teach and everybody can learn how to do. So now when you're sharing with this little cheat sheet in kind of a summary, you want to just kind of go down the road and say, okay, the first thing you want to fill in is, I want to show you how to do what we call the 10-3-10 model. So you're going to have them write down 10-3-10. One thing we've learned is if you make goals, that's great, but if you write things down, you have a much higher level of remembering something when you're learning. So that's why we do it in the blank sheet. Have them write down, I want to show you the 10-3-10 model. And then you want to talk about the goal. My goal is to show you how to create $500 a month in volume. Who wouldn't want an extra $500 a month? And ultimately, if you want more, that's okay. We'll show you how. But let's get started on $500. We're going to teach you how to do $5,000 in organizational volume. And by the way, guys, I didn't even mention one of the cool parts about that $5,000 in organizational volume is for 3 months, you could potentially top yourself off to $1,000, not just that $654. That's one of the values of hitting that $5,000 mark. So you want to go through the goals of the model. Then you want to say, here's the how, here's the what. What you're going to be doing is it's simple. You're going to sample properly. You want to create your 90-day story. What can you get done in 90 days that you can show someone else, this is what I did for my first 90 days? Because anybody can run at something for 90 days in hopes that they can get whatever their goal is. That's why you hear 90-day weight loss programs and 90 days to success and 12-week. You know, they're all 90 days. And so the question is, are you going to do it in 30, 60, or 90 samples? But more importantly, are you going to sample one a day, two a day, or three a day? That's really breaking it down. And you don't allow yourself to close out your day until you have given out properly the number of samples that you've set your goal to have. And then you want to use MAC. So we're going to talk about developing their list, and we'll say, look, we'll show you the five simple steps in the process of sampling properly, but at the end of the day, what we really want you to understand is through those samples, if you can find 10 customers and 3 distributors who will each get 10 customers, and we've got story after story after story. We just heard a testimonial right now this morning on the line of how that can happen. Then what you'll see, you'll come back up to the top and say, then here's the results of the 10-3-10. And you show them. You'll actually make 654. We're under-promising and over-delivering. And you'll hit that 5,000 in volume, and you could get your iPad, your Fast Start bonuses. You'll become an executive, an X3, the most efficient model to run at the limitless ladder. And at the end of the day, if you want that Lux Club, you want to teach 5 other people to do the same. And then when it comes time, you can come back and say, okay, let's give you some little cheaters on the 5 steps of going through this model. It's a really great cheat sheet, training sheet on teaching people how to sample properly, and they can carry it with them and remember the things they want to do. The thing I like about this as well, guys, is if someone has 30 samples and they handed them out, you can go back if they didn't get the results they were seeking and look at every step along the way. Well, how did you hand them out? What did you say? Did you ask for the order? Did you ask for the clothes? And you'll be able to stop at every moment and help them find their place that they can make it their own and really streamline their success for sampling in the model. Again, it's all about your pipeline. What do you want coming out at the end of your pipeline? If you're not putting sampling and prospects and potential in your pipeline, you're going to get a little drip coming out. Drip, drip, drip. And if you're like me, a drip coming out of a faucet is nothing more than an annoyance. It bugs me. But if you can really keep your pipeline full, you'll have a lot of potential coming out the other side of the pipeline. And that potential really turns into dollars. More importantly, those dollars can turn into promotions. So you guys ready for what we're going to do in our promotion? Drum roll, please, Steve.
I got to get off mute.
We are excited now to unveil our Nights on Broadway. This is our limitless experience. Now, we've been doing brunch on Broadway at our fly-ins, which has been on Sunday mornings. But because of our new schedule on our fly-in, our anniversary fly-in in February will be February 9th, 10th, and 11th. And on the 9th, we will invite those who qualify to come to Camp Presidential to come in the afternoon and do Camp Presidential. And then in the evening, we will do our Nights on Broadway qualifying experience. Okay, Steve's coming in saying he's still on the pipeline. Let me just go back and try and, whoops, Hang on here. Looks like my PowerPoint shut down, so let's get it back to where we want. Thank you for notification. Let's get back to our Nights on Broadway. Okay, can everybody see this? Can I get another round of you can see me and hear me just to make sure that we have Nights on Broadway? Is that better? Steve, can you, are you talking to me?
I've got it, Malin.
Okay, great. You guys have it. Okay, awesome. So we have our Nights on Broadway, which is great, and this is our new experience, and it will be on a Thursday night. So you know you're going to plan on being there on the 9th because you're going to qualify for Camp Presidential, and so this will make it better that you can, whether you qualify or not, you'll already be in town, because one of the feedback that we got from people is, well, I never know if I need to extend my flight or not, whether or not I qualified. So this is going to be really fun, Nights on Broadway. Now, the cool part about this, guys, is this particular event is a black tie affair. So you're going to want to get ready to really deck out. Now, we're not going to give you all of the details about this event yet. We're going to drizzle that on you. What we want to get you excited about is how to qualify for this event. And those of you who have been to any of our black tie affairs, our brunch on Broadway, any of our limitless experiences, you know that our events coordinator, Cass, or Carol Ann Spaniuolo, she likes to go by Cass, it's much easier, she loves planning events, and I will tell you, she is already drooling over what we are planning for this event, and you will not be disappointed. So how do you qualify for this awesome Nights on Broadway? Well, the qualification period is October 1st, so we're already in it, through January 31st. That actually equals 4 commission months. So if you want to go to this black tie event, you have 4 commission months that you can qualify. And we have official rules and conditions for all of the details that are already posted in your back office, but I am going to go through the high-level experience of what you need to do during these 4 months in order to qualify for this event. Here's the qualification requirements. Grow your organizational volume. We've been spending a lot of time and have people who are exploding their business by focusing on the limitless ladder. Because it's simple, guys. It's all about just organizational volume. So you want to grow your volume, and you have 2 options that you can run at. We have a moderate option, and if you want to keep pushing, we have a higher option that can let you win. And the first option is grow your organizational volume by 10,000 OV. The second option is to grow your organizational volume by 15,000 OV. Now, here's the important point. Here's what we're going to look at for you to qualify. We're going to look at what your organizational volume was at the end of September. This is available to you in your back office in several locations. If you need to know where to go look at it, just call Distributor Services and they can march you through that. Then what we're going to do is we're going to take your beginning organizational volume as of September 30th, and we're going to compare that to your ending organizational volume on the last day of January. So you've got 4 months to grow your organizational volume to that ending point of January 31st. Does that make sense? So, for example, if your organizational volume was 50,000 on September 30th, then you want, for the first option, you want to make it you want to go to 60,000, right? 60,000 by January 31st, and that would be the 10,000 option. Or if you're at 50,000 on September 30th, then you want to go to 65,000 by January 31st. Okay, that's the first part of these qualification requirements. So option 1, let's grab into the details. Increase your organizational volume by 10,000. Now, 5,000 of that, at least 5,000 of that, must come from new legs that you personally enrolled during the period. In other words, whatever your group is that was doing volume by September 30th, that group and all your personally enrolled legs, they can help you get to your 10,000. But 5,000 of this requirement has to be from new legs that you sponsor from October 1st to January 31st, and all the volume that they create that is showing up by January 31st. So that's pretty simple, guys. Grow your organizational volume. Teach all your downline. Now, you have everybody in your downline that's going to run at this. And so 5,000 of this from your current downline is not going to be that hard. What we want you to focus on is at least 5,000 from new people that you've personally enrolled, and that's people you've personally enrolled from October 1st on. And you must rank up by at least one X3 leg, which means you have to be an X3, and you have to rank up by at least one X3 leg during this period of time. That's pretty simple. Now, option two is just a little tougher. Increase your volume by organizational volume by 15,000, and that would mean that half of that, 7,500, must come from those new legs that are personally sponsored during the period and rank up by one X3 leg. So it's your choice. Go by 10,000 or go run at 15,000. The key here is run, florist, run. And I meant florist because that was a play on Forrest Gump. Anyway, so here's now the rewards for each of those options. If you run at the 10,000 option and you hit that by January 31st, you will receive an invitation to Nights on Broadway for you plus one other individual. Okay? And these are not transferable. You have to come to the Nights on Broadway. And we have all our rules and conditions that will help you with that. If you run at the 15,000 on Nights on Broadway, you'll receive Nights on Broadway for you plus one, plus we will allow you to invite a prospecting couple, people who are not distributors and not your uncle or your aunt or family members that don't have any interest in the business. This is for a prospect couple that you want to bring in as your guest to the event, and that will be covered. We will cover their airfare, hotel, and tickets to the anniversary event. So if you really want to keep recruiting and you want to have your best potential as you keep sampling and you want to invite some people as prospects to grow your business for the next part of the beginning of 2017, then run at the 15,000 and we will help you prospect and get those individuals to the event. Now, we don't want you just to sandbag and wait to get your volumes in just the month of January, right? So you can earn more the sooner you get there. If you have that 10,000 or 15,000 bump in January, plus you also have already hit that mark in one additional month during the four-month period, we will also, in addition to whatever you've earned for Nights on Broadway, we'll also give you 100 fly-in bucks, 100 bucks that you can spend at the fly-in on product when you come to the event. If you do have it meet it in January plus two additional months, meaning you really raced and you've passed that mark and you're maintaining that mark, then not only will you get the 100 fly-in bucks, you'll get two event tickets or you'll get your tickets reimbursed, whichever. It's just two. So if you haven't bought your tickets yet, we'll reimburse you for buying those or we'll get you your two event tickets.
And those event tickets too, Malin, will be worth what, $125 each?
Each, $125 each. So now we had some people who took advantage of the early bird, and we'll just
smart
reimburse
people.
You for your early bird if you hit it. So and then if you hit this in January plus 3 months, which means you ran really hard and you hit it in October, which there's 2 weeks left. That is an eternity when you're running at the ladder and your whole downline is running at the ladder. Just ask Mario Sosa. He doubled his volume in the last 4 days of the month last month. So if you're running at it and you hit it in October and you hold it all 3 months prior to January and January, not only will you get your 100 fly-in bucks, you'll get your two tickets reimbursed, but we will also pay two hotel nights for you, the distributor, to come and stay at the event. So this is really great. And again, all the rules and regulations, they're already posted. I believe they're already posted because I've seen the link to this. They are posted in the back office so you can see all the things that you want to do. But guys, we couldn't be more excited about our Nights on Broadway. Now, it's one thing to put out a promotion, Steve, and we love, love, love this promotion. We've been educating our PBOA members on what this event is and how it's coming, and they're all so excited. And by the way, while you're growing your volume, you're probably already earning points for Cancun. So this lays on top of finishing out your Cancun experience. But at the end of the day, what can you teach every single person in your downline to get out there, have success every day, is get out there, and it's just simple, just sample, and make your way to our Nights on Broadway. So there you go, Steve. Any bow tying?
Yeah, the one bow tie I want to put around is, you know, we did a fun Limitless experience last time where we had our black tie dinner and we did a James Bond experience. If you remember that, having that all filmed, that was a lot of fun. And we're anticipating that for our four-year anniversary party, we think we're going to double the size of our room from what we had at this last event. And we're growing month over month over month over month. Every single month we're growing. It's a lot of fun. So we're anticipating, that's a big jump in 4 months to double the size of the room. But we think this is a very, very real possibility. Four-year anniversary party, Camp Presidential, black tie affair, great training. We'll probably have to move to a different venue in order to handle the group. But how exciting is that, that these are what we would typically call growing pains. So, Malin, I thought this was a great webinar. I appreciate so much the time and the energy and the effort you put into explaining it and keeping it simple so guys like me can understand what the qualification is. We appreciate all of you out there. And there is, I want to repeat, there's not anyone, not one person out there in our Limitless family who can't, if they really focus, who can't qualify for this incentive. And we hope all of you do that. And for you leaders out there, imagine if you had five people that went out there and qualified for that. You just added 50,000 to your organizational volume. It's very exciting to see everyone win as a direct result of the Limitless Ladder. So, guys, thank you so much for your time, energy, and effort. And Kevin, thank you. You know, we just want to do a shout out to you. Thank you for being on the national call today as one of our new distributors who could go out there and do what Malin trained on this morning. And we thank all of you guys so much. So with that, Malin, let's take it off mute and hear where people are calling in from.